We are going to begin the hour by talking about the schools. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools back in action today, and Superintendent Dr. Pam Baldwin has been touring the schools throughout the day today to help get things underway. She joins us here now in the studio along with Erica Newkirk, who's the Senior Executive Director of Human Resources for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
So, Dr. Baldwin, tell us about the tour. How many schools did you tour? What did you see?
Sure. So we visited 10 schools today in the transportation department. We saw wonderful things happening. Students were learning and teachers were teaching today on day one, which is exciting. And so it was great overall. We make those visits to support our principals to ensure that the buildings are ready and that they, if they need support or assistance, that we are there to take some things off their plate. So it's been a really wonderful day.
What was the coolest thing you saw today?
The coolest thing? Oh, that's a great question. I was not anticipating that question. Let me think. We watched this family of four take a picture outside of Carrboro Elementary School today, and it was just the sweetest thing I'd seen all morning. So I think I picked that.
Awesome. Yeah. So what's the most exciting thing about the new school year getting things underway?
So one of our principals this morning said to me at about 5:30 that school buildings are just not right without children in them. And so I think that just the excitement of having those smiling faces, the excitement of doing what we love to do, which is to engage with families and work with our students, is the most exciting thing the first day of school, but in all year long. I was telling her also that I don't ever sleep the night before the first day of school and probably haven't since kindergarten.
I was going to say, was that the case when you were going to school?
Yeah. I'm just super excited and ready to see the students, and that's why we're all here.
It's going to be a cool year, as always, for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, and a lot of things actively going on. Some schools have new principals. Chapel Hill High School construction still going on. How's that going?
Yeah, we're just hanging out. There's nothing happening in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. It's all going great. I walked into Chapel Hill High School today, and we anticipated having building B ready for students, and absolutely it was ready. We're excited about that. We have a lot of really great things going on with our literacy and with added Summer Institute this summer. We had all of our secondary teams participate, as well as an elementary team. We had our one-to-one initiative start this summer with handing out Chromebooks to all of our secondary students, as well as a lot of great things happening around equity and inclusion as it relates to professional learning and supporting our kids.
What are some of those things?
For equity.
On equity, yeah.
Sure. So we went through something called Beyond Diversity. Trained this summer, over 300 people were trained in areas such as Beyond Diversity, as well as groundwater, with many of our leaders participating in that and really carrying that forward in their summer training with their staff on opening days.
Awesome. Speaking with Dr. Pam Baldwin, first day of school, but a lot went on during the summertime as well. So what, I mean, you mentioned a couple of things, but what goes on during the summer?
So I will say, facilities, budget, and hiring are like the three large chunks. And so we, it's so funny, people think that we have the summers off, but no one really does. And so there's a lot of work in preparing our schools, making sure our facilities are ready to go, they're cleaned up and repaired, and making sure that we are providing professional learning opportunities for our teachers and our leaders, making sure that our budget is ready to go. I will tell you that the state has not passed the budget yet, and so figuring out how to realign some of our local funding to ensure that we are able to pay salaries and support our teachers with supplies and materials. All of that work happens in the 2 months that people feel like we may not be doing anything. It's actually the busiest time of the year for us.
Mm-hmm. How much extra work or how much more difficult is it to do all of that work without a state budget?
So that's a great question. I don't know that it's extra work. We would be doing a lot of the work anyway. It's just really guesswork, and that's what makes it difficult. And so we're trying to anticipate salary increases. We're trying to anticipate what we may get in some of our local or our state funding and how we can balance that with what we actually need. And so it's not really more work as much as it is a guessing game, which makes it difficult.
Speaking with Dr. Pam Baldwin, we also have Erica Newkirk in the studio, Senior Executive Director of Human Resources. And Dr. Baldwin mentioned hiring as one of those big things that happens over the summer, and we've kind of been keeping track of new principals, but a lot of new teachers as well, right?
Yes. We've hired 135 new teachers to our district, so we're really excited about the energy and innovative strategies that they're going to bring to the classroom.
Tell us about their recruiting process, because we talk about the number of teacher vacancies and a lot of the challenges facing just the profession of being a teacher and difficulties there, but that also leads to some challenges with teacher recruitment, right?
Sure, it does. Since 2010, enrollment in our teacher education programs in our colleges and universities are down by 41%. So it's definitely challenging trying to recruit. So we go to all of our job fairs at our local colleges and universities. We also partner with agencies, participate, Global Teaching Partners and Educational Partners International, where they're able to bring international teachers to our classrooms.
Awesome. How good a job do you feel that the district has been doing in not just recruiting teachers, but recruiting the right teachers, the best teachers?
I think we've been doing a phenomenal job. Our principals and hiring teams at our schools are doing a phenomenal job bringing in recruitment, going out to different fairs and meeting people. I think we're doing a phenomenal job, and we're really excited about all of the teachers that will be working with us this year.
Are there any vacancies still out there right now?
Yeah,
there probably always are,
we
right?
We currently have 10 classroom vacancies that we're working to fill, so if you know any innovative, excellent teachers, please send them our way.
And you're recruiting from all over, so
yes.
I know that's definitely an ongoing mission. Speaking with Erica Newkirk, also Dr. Pam Baldwin, superintendent of Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, as we get into the school year, what can parents do to help make their kids have the best year ever?
Sure. We want real partnerships, and so that means that we are working together to make sure their students are successful. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable in our buildings, but we also want to reach out to our community to support the success of all of our kids. And so I would say parents asking those questions that we all were asked when we were younger, you know, what did you do today, and not accept nothing as an answer. Having those conversations about what they're learning and what books they're reading, reading to them or with them, it's really important. And we are so fortunate in this district to have such a supportive parent community and community of people who are not parents, that it's really exciting to know that that's not something we have to work really, really hard about, because we are true partners in Chapel Hill Carver City Schools.
I think one of the best things I've ever heard about just having that conversation with your kids, and I think I heard it in the context of having the anti-drug talk, but it's the same thing for everything, is that even if your kid sounds bored and they're kind of not happy about being in the conversation, they're still listening to you.
That's
they're
right.
still absorbing. They're still hearing.
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking with Dr. Pam Baldwin again. So as we get into the new school year, biggest challenges and biggest opportunities for the district?
Sure. I'll start with opportunities, because I think sometimes the challenges are the opportunities,
right?
And so I would say that obviously I spoke a little bit about not having a budget. I think that's also an opportunity for us to really look critically at how we are using our funds to make sure that they're aligned with our needs. I would also add that it's always challenging to make sure that we provide teachers with quality professional learning while they're in the job. And so being able to find that time to allow teachers to really sharpen their sword as they're working with our students has been challenging, because they are really fantastic, but they also need our support in areas that they would like to grow. So I would pinpoint those two areas as something that we work on constantly to make sure that we provide that time for teachers and other staff, and also that we look at our budget critically, especially when we do not have a state budget yet.
Mm-hmm. Any other initiatives or ongoing things you want to get the word out about?
Ooh. Sure. So I mentioned earlier that we have our one-to-one initiative for our 6-12 students. I think getting the word out about that we're utilizing technology to support teaching and learning and not as a supplement to. And so making sure that our teachers, again, have that professional learning about how to utilize that technology, but also to make sure that our families and community understand that we're utilizing that tool to really help students access the curriculum. And so we're excited about our one-to-one initiative. This summer was fantastic to watch students come out to Carver High School and pick up their devices, and we'll continue that for about 2 to 3 weeks throughout the school year.
And those Chromebooks are fantastic. I bought one myself during the summertime, and it's so versatile, and you can do anything with
it.
It's great.
My daughter prefers a Chromebook, so it's exciting.
It's a lot lighter, too, right? Yeah. So, Erica, last word, anything that you want to get the word out about from your perspective?
From my perspective, I would love for anyone that knows any teachers that are interested in working with us in an innovative school district, please reach out to us. Also, bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
We are continuing to hire bus drivers. We hired 8 today, so we're really excited.
Awesome.
But anyone that would like to join our team, we would love to have them.
Awesome. And again, first day of school. Thank you both so much for being with us today, Erica Newkirk, Dr. Pam Baldwin, and best of luck for the school year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.